17 stress symptoms. How to recognize too much stress? Doctor reviewed by Zornica Stoicheva. This article is medically reviewed by Dr. Robin Lewis. This audio article is part of the Robi Resource audio blog. Stress is all around us and impacts our mental health on a daily basis. In fact, according to statistics from the American Institute of Stress, 77% of the Americans experience regular physical symptoms of stress and 73% regularly experience different psychological symptoms. Even more concerning is the fact that the average stress levels keep increasing steadily as time goes on. Unsurprisingly, the most common culprits of stress are work, money, personal relationships, and big life changes. The health effects of stress become even more significant when acute or situational stress becomes chronic. This chronic stress can result in a decreased quality of life, increased predisposition to illnesses, hormonal problems, and many other disturbing physical and psychological effects. Here's a tip from Dr. Robin Lewis, quote, "Taking deep, long breaths can be a useful tool for when you're experiencing acute stress. This is because deep breathing activates our vagal nerve. This nerve puts us into a parasympathetic relaxation mode. Taking 7 to 10 deep breaths will lower your heart rate and put you into a headspace where you can make decisions from a more clear mind." End of quote. This article is dedicated to highlighting the different stress symptoms that you may often recognize but neglect. If you know and understand how stress manifests itself in symptoms, you can then take the measures necessary to relieve it or counteract some of its impact on your health. Let's get started. What are the physical symptoms of stress? According to a 2017 review paper, prolonged stress exposure may result in the following symptoms: increased heart rate and blood pressure, changes in the gastrointestinal tract movement, diarrhea, constipation, and upset stomach. Reduced nutrients absorption in the gastrointestinal tract. You get less nutrients from your food, which can lead to malnutrition in the long run. Memory decline. You start forgetting things. Impaired learning ability and inability to concentrate. Headache or chest pain. Energy flow in acute stress or severe fatigue and tiredness in chronic stress. Weakened immune system, thus you become more predisposed to cold, flu, viruses, infections, and inflammatory diseases. And hormonal imbalance, changes secretion of metabolism, sex, and other hormones in the body. This can lead to reduced sex drive and weight changes. Here's a tip from Dr. Robin Lewis. Quote, "Increased stress has been shown to impair the production of stomach acid. We need stomach acid to properly digest protein and to be able to absorb vitamin B12 from our diet. This is why it is so important to be in a relaxed and calm state when you eat. Otherwise, you can experience poor digestion and get less nutrients out of the food that you consume." End of quote. As you can see, prolonged exposure to stress can make your body vulnerable to a wide variety of physiological diseases and health issues. Any of these symptoms above can be signs that your stress is being poorly managed. These symptoms can act as warning signs to have your health further investigated and to try to better manage the levels of stress in your life. What are the psychological effects of stress? Along with the physical symptoms, stress also affects your mood and behavior. According to the Mayo Clinic, common psychological stress signs include anxiety, feeling worried, afraid, insecure, doubtful, and uncertain about yourself or the circumstances around you. It can also lead to overthinking and obsessive thoughts. Eating disorders and appetite changes. They are characterized by a desire to either eat huge amounts of food or stop eating at all. This is often associated with feeling extreme guilt after overeating or eating. Restlessness, lack of ability to concentrate, rest, or relax. Instead, you move around constantly. Sudden irritability and angry outbursts. Drug, alcohol, or tobacco misuse with intent to cope with certain situations. Feeling overwhelmed, inability to perform tasks normally. Social withdrawal, sadness and depression, and insomnia. Can stress be a good thing? Stress is basically your body's response to perceived challenges and threats. And while people associate the word stress with negativity and health issues, some small amounts of stress can actually be beneficial in certain situations. According to Psychology Today, moderate amounts and short-term stress can improve your overall stress resistance and coping mechanisms, just like a vaccine. Additionally, it can improve your ability to take reasonable risks, reduce the fear of change, improve your concentration, motivation, and work performance. That being said, there is a thin line between positive and negative stress, and more often stress is having a negative health effect. We often can't control the amount of stress that we endure in our lives. However, we can control how we respond to it. This is why it is so important to figure out coping strategies that work for you. How to cope with stress? HelpGuide.org shares 8 tips that can help you to manage stress effectively. 1. Identify your stress response. Look at your habits, attitudes, and excuses that you make. 2. Practice the 4 A's of stress management. Avoid unnecessary stress. People that stress you out, control your to-do list, learn how to say no, and take control of your environment. Alter the situation, express your feelings, compromise and balance your schedule, adapt to the stressor. Reframe problems, look at the bigger picture, set reasonable standards, and practice gratitude. Accept the things that you can't change. Don't try to control the uncontrollable. Perceive changes as opportunities, not threats, and learn how to forgive. 3. Get moving. Use physical exercise, including walking and dancing, as a stress relief activity, even if you're not feeling like working out. 4. Connect to others. Be social. As humans, we are social by nature, so bonding with your family, community, close friends, or spending time with your loved ones can be extremely beneficial when it comes to stress relief. 5. Make time for fun and relaxation. Do something you enjoy, integrate entertainment into your schedule, and find time to simply relax. 6. Manage your time better. Prioritize. Share your responsibilities. Don't overcommit yourself. 7. Adopt a healthy lifestyle. A balanced diet, enough sleep, and avoiding alcohol, cigarettes, and coffee can significantly support healthy stress levels. 8. Learn to relieve stress at the moment, instead of accumulating it. Frequently asked questions about stress. Is stress bad for you? Stress can be bad for you if you're exposed to it continuously. It may not only cause psychological symptoms like anxiety, depression, and eating disorders, but may also physically affect your health, leading to chronic diseases, predisposition to viruses and cold, as well as decreasing your overall life quality. Is stress and anxiety the same thing? Anxiety can be caused by continuous exposure to high stress levels. Therefore, it can be psychological symptoms of stress. However, anxiety is not a synonym or cause of stress by itself. Can stress cause dizziness? Too much stress may cause significant raise in blood pressure, which can lead to dizziness, feeling lightheaded, or even experiencing nausea and headache. Can stress delay period? Experiencing too much stress may delay your period, as it can cause hormonal fluctuations. Getting your period a few days later than usual is totally normal when you're under pressure. Does stress burn calories? Acute or situational stress can increase the number of calories your body burns as it raises the heart rate and blood pressure. That being said, long-term stress exposure is not associated with healthy weight management, as it may cause eating disorders and hormonal imbalance. Thank you for listening to this article. For more audio articles, visit the Raw Beauty Source audio blog.